Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen. Well, it's into the Christmas season. It's a little different season for my good friend Peggy Ridgway from the Ensemble Valley Audubon. How are you today, Peggy?
I am just fine, thank you. I could use a little more sun, but it's nice.
But it's nice. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, Christmas time means the Christmas bird count, and we were talking before we went on that you've been doing this for a long time.
Yes, about 43 years.
Wow.
I've been doing this.
Wow, so you started when you were like 4 years old then,
Peggy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, okay, 1975, you got it started here. Now, had it been going before that and you got it started in this area?
Well, I thought the listeners might be kind of interested in some background.
Yeah.
And since the Tawas area bird count is coming up this Saturday, the 15th, they might be interested in hearing some of the historical background of this annual nationwide Christmas bird count.
Okay.
So during the 1800s, it was customary to have a bird hunt on Christmas Day.
Mm.
Then in 1900, a gentleman by the name of Frank Chapman, who was a well-known ornithologist and conservationist, suggested having an annual count on Christmas Day instead. And since there was a strong conservation movement was in progress at that time, the idea was accepted and continues to this day.
Wow. All right. And it's been going strong ever since, including since 1975 here in the Northeast Michigan area.
Exactly. This year marks the 118th year of the national count.
Wow.
And as I said, the 43rd year for Ensemble Valley Audubon. And it's kind of interesting. People don't sometimes understand the rules around this count. And so it says that you must establish a 15-mile area circumference and then survey that same area every year thereafter.
Okay.
For 8 hours in one day. Okay. And it can be held any day between the 14th of December and the 5th of January.
Oh, okay.
And up here, sometimes we have to depend on our weather,
yeah.
You know. But the Tawas Circle, as I said, was established in 75, and it centers at Plank and Laidlaw Roads.
Oh, okay.
And spreads to the Tawas Airport, over to Tawas Point, down to Alabaster, and almost to the Lumbermen's Monument.
All right.
So it was kind of interesting. In 1975, there were just four people who drove that entire area.
Wow.
And I remember eating lunch out at Tawas Point, and it was just blustery windy out there, and I had my red snowmobile suit on. But during that day, we spotted 25 different birds, different species,
okay,
and 486 total birds, because you have to count the number of birds you see totally,
okay,
plus the different species. And so among the highest counts that year were the house sparrow, the golden-eyed duck, and the evening grosbeak.
Hmm.
So then in 2017, last year, we moved up to 17 people covering that area, and it was taken off in segments. So sectors, certain people covered certain sectors of the circle. So in those 43 years, we now saw 42 species with a total of 2,050 three
wow.
individual birds.
So you covered a lot more ground last year than you did in 75.
We did, and
yeah.
I want people to realize this is driven. We drive the area.
Okay.
We don't walk it. So.
All right. Now, how do people become involved in this? You mentioned Saturday is the Tawas Circle. Now, is it open to anyone who'd like to come out?
Well, we have people pretty well settled from our Audubon. The way the audience can help is that if they have birds at their coming to their feeder and they live within the count area, they can invite our Audubon people to come and look at their feeder and count the birds there. Sometimes feeders are in the back, so when we drive by, we don't see that.
Right.
And so sometimes it's very helpful if people say, well, I've got this and this coming. You're welcome to stop by on your way.
Okay.
So if you live in the area up to the airport, down to Alabaster, over to Tawas Point, or up to almost the monument, you're in the area.
Okay.
Now, if they wanted to call one of our coordinators, they can call Don Hooper at 989-305-6000.
All right. Good idea to give them a call and let them know if you've got some birds in your area you'd like the Christmas bird counters to come out and take a look at. Tawas Circle is this Saturday, so we're looking forward to hearing what kind of count you have after that, Peggy.
Okay, we have the Oscoda count coming up on Wednesday, the 19th, but that wasn't established until 2007.
Oh, okay.
So, another thing that's kind of interesting, in these count areas, we try to include a wetland, rivers, forests, or open fields. So we've got a variety of birds that visit those particular habitats.
Okay.
So that helps us establish which circle area we want, you know, what
gotcha.
We want in our circle.
All right. So Tawas Circle this Saturday, then the Oscoda Circle on the 19th, and then you'll put it all together, and maybe we'll catch up with you after that and find out how the count went.
Okay, and a merry, cheery Christmas to everyone out there.